This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, arrived in the national capital this morning on a four-day official visit to India. Mr. Vance is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. During the meeting, both sides are expected to discuss ways to further deepen ties between the two countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the relief and rescue operation in the cloudburst and landslide-hit Ramban district has resumed. Authorities are working to reopen the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH-44, a vital road that connects the Kashmir Valley to the rest of the country. Extreme weather conditions, including heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail and flash floods, have caused widespread damage across the region. Three people were killed in a landslide triggered by a cloudburst in Ramban district yesterday. Recognizing the urgency, army units deployed in the region immediately moved relief operations and provided essential supplies. Deputy Commissioner of Ramban, Basirul Haq Chaudhary, has said that efforts are underway to clear most of the blocked roads within the next 48 hours.
My public se appeal hai ki bilkul bhi aise area mein venture out mat karein. Apne gharon mein rahein, safe locations pe rahein aur alert rahein. और जो भी एडवाइजरी डिस्ट्रिक्ट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन या कंट्रोल रूम से जारी की जाती है वो हम डिफरेंट डिफरेंट मीडियम से कर रहे हैं जैसे मंदिरों से करवा रहे हैं वो अनाउंसमेंट मस्जिदों से करवा रहे हैं या बाकी जगहों से जो नंबरदार चौकीदार हैं उनके जरिए करा रहे हैं तो उसके ऊपर ध्यान दें.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all civil servants on Civil Services Day today. In a social media post, she said that civil servants' role in public service, policy making, and its implementation have impacted the well-being of citizens and development of the country. On the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants in New Delhi today. He will also confer the Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration. The Supreme Court is slated to hear a public interest litigation, PIL, today, seeking the formation of a five-member judicial inquiry commission under the chairmanship of a retired Apex Court judge to inquire into the violent protests erupted against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 in West Bengal's Murshidabad. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and N.K. Singh will take up the matter for hearing today. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Direct Benefit Transfer DBT initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saved 3,48,000 crore rupees by reducing leakage. Quoting a policy paper titled A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that under this welfare delivery model, the coverage of beneficiaries has increased by 16 times. Ukraine and Russia have blamed each other for breaking a 30-hour Easter ceasefire, which ended last night. The truce was announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia broke the truce nearly 3,000 times with heavy shelling in the eastern city of Pokrovsk. Russia, on the other hand, said it followed the truce but had to defend itself from Ukrainian attacks. It accused Ukraine of using U.S.-supplied weapons during the ceasefire. Indian benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened green this morning, supported by positive foreign fund inflows and the visit of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to India. This is the fifth straight day when the stock market has extended its gain. BSE Sensex gained over 493 points, 79,046, while the NSE Nifty was up by 133 points to 23,985 in early trade. In shooting, India's 10-meter air rifle mixed team duo Rudrangsh Patil and Arya Borse secured a silver medal at the ISSF World Cup in Lima, Peru. The Indian pair lost 11-17 to Norway's Jon Herman Hegg and Jeanette Hegg-Duestad in the gold medal match held yesterday. This marks India's third silver medal at the Lima World Cup, adding to the country's tally of two golds and one bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders and Gujarat Titans will clash at Eden Garden this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, host Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets at Wankhede Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.